This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Girls, time for your Adderall.
You know.
Sofia Coppola's new film, The Bling Ring, follows a group, a gang, really, of L.A. teenagers from wealthy families who live for shopping, parties, drugs, and getting close to celebrities, or at least where they live.
Paris Hilton's hosting a party in Vegas tonight.
Where does she live? Do you think we could find a way in?
I don't know.
Come on, let's go to Paris's. I want to rob.
They break into Paris Hilton's house, then Lindsay Lohan's, and other TV stars, stealing $3 million worth of jewelry, designer shoes and clothes, cash, and almost Paris Hilton's chihuahua. Eventually, they're caught and they're sent to jail. The Bling Ring is based on a true story. It opens in theaters this weekend. Sofia Coppola, who wrote and directed the film, stopped by our studios along with Emma Watson of Harry Potter fame. She plays one of the teenagers. Ms. Coppola says she vaguely remembers hearing about this group of kids who robbed celebrities' houses.
I was on the plane looking at Vanity Fair and I read this article called The Suspects Wore Louboutins, and it was about these teen burglars, and I just thought somebody has to be making a movie of this. It just had all these elements of fun and exciting and then also disturbing, and I thought so contemporary. It's really a story that could only happen today.
When you say it had all the elements, what if they'd been half a dozen kids from Watts?
Sure, I'm sure that would be an exciting story too, a whole different story. But the fact that these kids weren't robbing because they needed anything, they were middle class kids that were doing it for other reasons, I thought was an interesting element.
Sofia Coppola, I gather you had the actors who portray the kids, keep journals as their characters?
Oh, when we were rehearsing together, I asked them to do some journals as the character and just get into what the characters were into because, you know, the real kids were so different than the characters they were playing.
Mm. I actually did a blog as Nikki because I thought that's what she would do.
That's right.
I made a Tumblr page and it had like pink leopard skin background and it had like tons of shoes and clothes and
I forgot about that. It was really good.
Angelina Jolie interviews and it was really fun.
Emma Watson, I have to ask, where'd you get that Southern California accent?
I watched hours and hours of The Kardashians and The Simple Life and The Hills. And then I worked with a dialogue coach too. But that was part of what was so fun for me. It was not just the accent, but also the way of speaking is so different. It's much more nasal and much more kind of pronounced. And
okay, can you do it for us for those literally who haven't seen the film yet?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Something like
oh my god, you sound so hot. Like, you sound really awesome.
Oh my god, this is Balmain. So cute. It's so cute. Oh my god. Check it.
Why do none of these kids look at each other at one point when they're adorning themselves with high-end stuff? Why don't any of the kids look at each other and say, should we be doing this?
It's a gang mentality. I mean, if you remember anything about peer pressure and being that age, you want to be part of the group and go along and you do things that you would never do now or on your own. So I think that, you know, they were caught up in the excitement, but they all wanted to, no one wanted to be the drag.
Yeah. Particularly what I loved about Sophia's script is that Nikki, the character, could come in at 4 a.m. and the biggest reprimand that she would get would be the next morning for her mother to say, oh, well, you know, try better next time kind of thing. For Nikki, there's never any real consequences in her life to anything that she does. And if you don't experience that within your home, then in the larger world, if you steal something, I just think they genuinely believed there weren't going to be any real consequences.
Sofia Coppola, did you grow up with kids like this? Or did we all grow up with kids like this?
No. When I grew up, nobody talked about designer handbags or didn't know about that. It was really a different time.
Mm-hmm. I definitely remember being at school and a friend of mine bringing into class Paris Hilton's book, which is like a guide to being an heiress. And
useful for all of us, isn't
very
it?
Useful. I mean, who doesn't? So I definitely grew up around it, and I don't know, my dad I mean, my dad wouldn't even let my brother and I watch television at all until we were, you know, much, much older. And he wouldn't let me have Barbie dolls. He was like, I don't know, I guess he wanted me to use my imagination more, so...
But is it, I wonder, I mean, when you were growing up, that was all of just a few years ago. Is that harder now?
What do you mean?
Harder, I mean, unless you throw your kid in a root cellar.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. And I guess, you know, as well, you also have to trust that they'll figure it out themselves. And I think it's really just tempering that culture with other ideas, too, so that you're not getting fed one kind of idea and one kind of image. You know, I think as long as there's a balance, then you can usually figure it out for yourself. I don't think anyone needs to get thrown in the basement.
Sofia Coppola, are you drawn to teenagers? And by the way, this is your second, if not your third, if you count the French Revolution picture film you've made with teenagers.
Am I drawn to teenagers? I like the tradition of teen films. And when I was growing up, I loved the John Hughes movies. But other than that, I didn't relate so much to the characters of young people. They were usually actors in their 30s playing teenagers. Yeah. And so I like the idea of trying to make something sensitive and artful for young audiences.
I think as well, I think what's so interesting about particularly this story and about, you know, kind of coming of age films is that they're people trying to find themselves. And so they go on such a journey. Their characters have such arcs. They're kind of experiencing life for the first time. So you see the story through new eyes.
And I always like, to add to that, I always like stories where the struggle or the transition is more internal in the character as opposed to outside forces. So I think that's an age where that's the most exaggerated. And I think that's something interesting to look at. Mm.
Well, I want to thank you both very much. Sofia Coppola, who was the director and writer, Emma Watson, who was one of the stars of The Bling Ring, which opens this weekend. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.